Friends in Christ, the Kirk session, being satisfied as to the Christian knowledge and character of the persons now to be named, has resolved to admit them to the full rights and privileges of adult membership in the Church of Jesus Christ. As I read your names, will you stand in your place? Angus Keating, Pamela Waldron. In holy baptism, believers and their children are received into the Church and sealed as members of the body of Christ. As you've already been baptized in infancy, you now come of your own free choice to make a public profession of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, to offer your lives to him in the service of his church and of the world, and to receive from him the gifts and strengthening power of the Holy Spirit. It is written, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. As a confession of your faith, we now ask you to answer these questions, remembering the words of our Lord Jesus, whoever shall confess me before others, I will confess before my Father in heaven. Do you confess your need of God's forgiving grace and pledge yourselves to love God and to love your neighbour? Do you believe the Christian faith into which we are baptised? And now let us all stand and make confession of our common faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. God the Father Almighty, and then he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. Angus, may you be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. May you put on the full armour of God so that you may stand your ground and know that in all things the Lord will fight for you. And may the Lord bless you with his everlasting joy. Amen. Pamela, may the Lord bless you with his love and make your love for all people grow more and more so that it may become just like his love for you. In this way, he will strengthen you. And may the Lord bless you with joy and peace. Amen. We sing together, may the Lord bless you and take care of you. Professed with us your faith in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In your baptism, God brought you into the household of faith, and in his goodness and mercy, he has shepherded you to this day. So we ask you now to pledge yourself to a life of Christian discipleship. Do you promise to follow Jesus Christ in your daily life? Do you promise to be a faithful member of the Christian community? Do you promise to take your part in God's mission to the world? to the congregation, people of this congregation, will you love, encourage and support these, our sister and brother in faith, that they may continue to grow in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the knowledge and love of God. With God's help, we will live out our baptism as a loving community in Christ, showing one another in faith, in prayer, and encouraging one another in service. The Lord bless you all and enable you faithfully to keep these promises that you have made to him. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, from the days when you first called fishermen by the shores of Galilee to leave their nets and follow you, right down to this present day, you have invited women, men, and children to walk in your footsteps, to listen to your voice, to follow you on the way of the cross, and to love others as you have loved us. We give thanks to the Father in your name for these new friends whom you've invited into your community of faith that we call church, that you chose them before they chose you. And we give thanks that they have responded to your invitation to journey with you and with us. Guide and guard them. Sustain them by your word and sacrament. Fill them with all joy in your service. And help them to live by faith, to walk in hope, and to be renewed in love. And may all of us, together with them, reflect your grace and truth, express your mercy and compassion, and rejoice in the power of your Spirit. For we ask it of the Father, in your name. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the King and Head of the Church, and by authority of this Kirk Session, I welcome and receive you within the fellowship of our Lord's table and admit you to the full privileges of the children of God and to the responsibilities of adult membership within this congregation of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. May your sharing in our life together bring blessing to you and to us all. May the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you always. As a token of our welcome, representatives of the Kirk Session will now extend to you the right hand of fellowship. Sing together the hymn, What Grace Is Mine.